Finally get to come back home. You know, starting off the season on the road, first two games. I mean, honestly, I have a lot of fun on the road. Obviously, coming home with two W's can't hurt. But it's definitely time to come back home. And, you know, we obviously got a big game, a team who did well last year. And I think this is going to be one of those games, you know, another one that we got to go out there and make sure we're hitting on all cylinders. And I know guys are going to be ready for that.
I was talking to some of the guys about what they like the most about playing at home. And they all said, you know, they don't have to wear the suit and tie. But you seem to like the suit and tie.
You know, I get suited and booted. I like that. I might even wear a suit to this home game. So, you know, that whole, you know, business trip kind of mentality, I enjoy it. But obviously it's nothing like being at home in front of your home fans, everybody kind of going crazy, third down, the crowd, you can feel the ground shaking, you know, and it's just a whole different kind of vibe. So you love playing down here in South Florida, and since Sunday is going to be no different.
Cam, even without Steven Jack, who's out, I mean, they've got a lot of weapons on their offense, starting with Ryan, one of the receivers, Tony Gonzalez. I mean, just talk about the challenge. Such a prolific offense.
Well, this is a broken record. I mean, somebody told me the same thing last week and the week before that. So, I mean, we have a tremendous task as a defense. This is NFL. Every week is probably going to be a great quarterback at the helm. It's probably going to be a pretty good running back, and it's probably going to be some type of, you know, dynamic receiver. So week in and week out, you have to rise up to the occasion. You know, there can't be any letdown. You got to play at a high level, and obviously this week's no different.
What do you think when you see a guy of Tony Gonzalez's age still playing at the level that he's playing?
Good for him. I mean, obviously I think it's a tribute to the way he's taking care of himself and the type of athlete that he is to still be able to do it at a high level for, you know, such a long time. And you know, you love to see guys like that succeed. Not this Sunday, but, you know, just overall in general, you know, you have respect for him as a player.
How much ribbon did you give the young pup for missing that potential?
You know, it's one of those things. I kind of heard him talking about it. You get an opportunity like that rarely. You know, you get a free hit on a quarterback like that, and you just got to kind of make it. So, I mean, it's happened to everybody in this locker room who, you know, had opportunity, whether it's a tackle or a sack or interception. And you just want to do whatever you can and get them down. But like you said, we came home with a W, so, you know, you kind of sweep it under the rug a little bit.
You let him make it.
I let him slide a little bit. But I think he knows for next time, hey, whether the ball's gone or not, make sure you got to lean on the side of aggressive and make sure he's on the ground.
Cam, does Matt Ryan – get rid of the ball, like Luck was getting rid of it really quick, man. What did that do for you guys when you're rushing on that?
As a guy getting at the quarterback, it's you know, at that position, you have to play every play like you're going to get there. It doesn't matter. You don't get an opportunity to say, well, I think this next play I'm just going to take off because he's going to get rid of the ball. That's the play that he's going to sit back there and hold it, and that's the play that your team's going to need you to get back there, pressure, hit, whatever it may be. So this game, especially at this position, you have to play every play like it's on your back. You know, there's no playoff in pass rush. Other positions, you can kind of take a playoff, backside, whatever. Pass rush is not like that. You know, every single play, you are the guy, no matter if you're the guy in the middle. Because anybody who doesn't, you know, you break down the whole, you know, the consistency of the defense, and that's how you lose.
Having said that, you know where he's going to be. It's not like Luck where he's going to be running.
You know? Well, you'd like to think so. You know, he's still an athlete, and I think – when you aren't, you know, working together as a unit, any quarterback can step up and hurt you with the scrambles or open that window up so he's, you know, throwing 7-on-7, and that's not what you want, especially with a guy like him. So, you know, everybody has to rush together, whether it's a scrambling guy or not. You want to make sure you're in his face.